Hello, this is Anthony Pensa, and this is the Love of Wisdom podcast. Thank you for joining my channel. In my podcast, we cover various philosophers and ideas and what their implications are. And today, we're going to be covering the philosopher Karl Marx. We're going to cover the philosophy of capitalism and how it affects us today in our society and what we should do about it. Now, to begin, we get to understand a little bit about Karl Marx. Now, Karl Marx was born on May 5th, 1818, in Trier, Germany, to a middle-class family, and died on March 4th, 1883, in London, in the United Kingdom. Now, what's interesting is that, when you think about philosophy, or when even when you think about capitalism, it's important to ask the questions, in life, what it is that you consider. But have you ever heard the phrases like, "What are you worth? How much more money does he or she make? He's a janitor, CEO, carpenter, whatever, etc." Well, today I'm going to be covering exactly what those ideas are and how they pertain to life itself, your life particularly, what it is you can do. Now, Karl Marx was a German philosopher, politician, revolutionary who developed the book Das Kapital, or Capital in German, in three volumes. He was born in the late 1900s. He was an economist, historian, political theorist, sociologist, journalist, and revolutionary socialist. In the beginning of the first volume, which I'll be covering in Das Kapital, it was published in 1607. And he begins by addressing the previous German edition and describing the difficulty in science. He speaks about how human beings have sought for more than 2,000 plus years to uncover the value form which has developed a form of money. He establishes that similar to the body, that it's composed of cells, there exists a bourgeoisie society, a commodity form of the product of labor value form of commodity that establishes an economic cell form. Marx thus tackles to examine the capitalist and his or her mode of production, and analyzes the conditions of production and exchange of the capitalist mode. Capitalism began in the 16th century, but in 1867 it rested on the grounds of England as the chief example to illustrate his theoretical ideas. At the time, the English agricultural and industrial industries had flourished. In the continental Western Europe, the Germans began to cause on the grounds of England as the chief example. They caused suffered from the developing capitalist production and an incomplete completeness of the development. There is inherited evils, he claims, arising from the past survival and anticipated or an antiquated modes of production. People in the capitalist society are dealt with developed forms of a brutal or humane in accordance to the evolution of the working class. Right? You work in a society that's formed by capitalism, and everyone has what's known as a private interest, the interest at heart to which they want to subscribe to in the economics. With this private interest, since the early 1700s, Karl Marx's time in the 19th century led him in the 21st century. Today, there's the idea of dominating human beings with the idea of capital, personal interest at heart, to which they use to cause other people to be subservient to. Now, there's an idea of an ideal world that's described that compares to Hegel's ideal. The human brain is transferred to a subject where the real world is an external form of the idea, quote unquote. Now, Marx believes that the ideal is nothing but the material world reflected by human beings' words, translating into forms of thought. Within the movement of the capitalist society, there seems to be like inherent contradictions that have established a practical bourgeoisie change of periodic cycles that have developed within the modern society and that are considered a valid point in universal crisis. Now, when you think about commodities and think about money, what do you think of? Money itself has revolutionized societies worldwide. It's established dominance and control since its very production. Living in a capitalist society is only a perfect example of that, because within the United States, as an example, or elsewhere, we have to examine how the commodities we are and the money interact with us, how we interact on a daily basis. Now, many may or may not know this, but capitalism prevails with an immense accumulated version of commodities. Commodities being things or objects outside humans that have its own properties that satisfies human wants by some fashion or another. Every useful object can be viewed in capitalism by the points of view, quality, and quantity. Every object serves many properties and can be used in various ways. All things that produce utility, right, that he mentions are what he calls a use value. And the use value is the natural worth of anything that consisting in its fitness to supply necessities that serve conveniences of human life. What value does that thing have, right? It's use of value. The value and the use of that value, to which it appears that in the modern society, people would kill, it even people say, they would kill for capital gain, as with lower interest rates. You know, I've heard people even say that people in a built capital society will speak about commodities as a way of life. They're being self-absorbed with the material, and they look at external properties and forms of men rather than universal, internal, authentic quantities of society. Use value of commodities becomes of some sort of value in reality only by use or consumption. When you buy something, that thing becomes a use and is consumed, and in a capitalist nation, that constitutes a substance of all wealth and the material depositories of the exchange value of that product. But when you consider that, you have to consider use value of commodities, that use value itself, the property that left to all commodities is productions of labor or products of labor that occur. And Marx mentions that when you take away the market value, material elements, shapes of a product's use value, all the value that you use to make an item, what we come up with is an existence of the object as a material. That object becomes of its use value, the commodities, the producers of the commodities. For example, factory workers, cooks, masons, spinners, or any other productive labor value, or any value associated with the economy, particularly with any value of any labor, their value is put down to about embodied in the production that's known as human labor. Now, human labor becomes an expansion of the use value of commodities, and there is a separate entity in capitalism to which there's a similar instantiated reality, a congelation of homogeneous labor that expended without regard to how far this labor will expand in society. As commodities are exchanged, there's an exchange value that manifests itself into an independent item to the use value of commodities. With commodities, human labor develops value, and the exchange value of commodities, and given the use value or useful article, there becomes established by human labor in the embodiment or materialization in use value. Value in our society, or even capitalist society, is measured by the quantity of value-creating substance. It's essentially whatever you produce in a society creates value, such as value is established by human labor, and your value as a human being used for production as a capitalistic machine is to create labor. We're all machines. We all are used to create labor, and we're all part of this capitalistic conundrum, this big conglomerate machine, and you become the labor that you give in a capitalist society. You're a mere identity, dollar signs, money in the eyes of other individuals, obsolete, replaceable, unvaluable, and there's a series of dollar signs in America, and all the capitalist societies view it that way. So many people think that today, labor is valued according to the quantity of labor produced by an individual working within a company. However, Marx describes how workers' labor is homogeneous as the time required for one uniform labor power. There's a homogeneous mass of human labor power or an innumerable individual units that are used. It's used on the conditions of normal production that individuals' labor time is required to produce the average degree of skill and intensity that individual commodity is in an average sample. Labor is influenced by several factors, according to him, to Marx, by the status of the science, right? The degree of productive or practical application. He mentions about social organization of production, the extent and the capabilities of the means of production, and the physical condition. Nothing can have value unless it's being used as an object of utility, according to Marx. Human's labor, for Marx, he mentions, exists as a matter of course in which a social relation of commodity to commodity is established. So he has the idea of an equation. He says, and he gives an idea, right? Mathematics of an equation. And he says, X commodity A equals Y commodity B. He says, all objects present a value form for which there is, example, a bushel of corn, he says, or 100 pounds of coffee. Different quantity of human labor. And that men change the properties of substance useful to them. I want you to imagine yourself at work. Do you feel fully valued, appreciated at work? Are you free to share your opinions at any time, anywhere, within the family or within the facility that you're working? Do you serve a purpose outside your job description? Are you more valuable than the position you applied for? If you answer no to one or all of these questions, you are a commodity. And that commodity can be bought and sold. I think many times today people fail to really realize their purpose and value on the earth. And we become forced into a society where we have to pay for our own survival as well as limited items available to focus. In terms of survival, we're forced to compete for the same limited resources, right? People are going to different environments. We cause a plethora of issues in our society, and as individuals, we get stuck in the endless cycle of societal laws governing our very own existence on this planet. What is more sickening is how people blindly accept such laws, regulations, and societal values without considering the damage it holds on individuals and the societies they live in. If you think about it like this, if we lived in a state of survival, individuals would coexist. There's a psychologically manipulative existence to which people believe money and capital is a solution to their problems, right? Marx even speaks about this. He talks about the product of labor in society and how it forces all forms of human labor to be equivalent in value. So the idea of socialism, all people have individual value, all right? Their value, the production of labor is all the same. But I used to use an example of in America, like for example, in America, people are treated as means to an end. Capitalist-driven economy and worldview. Individuals' values and morals become manipulated and transformed into a labor-producing machine, right? People are forced to wake up every day, right? Think about it. You wake up every day, brush your teeth, brush your hair, put on your clothes, drive a car, wherever you, tractor, whatever it is that takes you to work, you walk to work, etc. You don't know the work environment. You pay your bills, rent, food, shelter, clothing. You have all the entertainment you want, all in the belief that one day you will achieve what the capitalist has already achieved through the illegal exploitation of his or her workers. Illegal and legal exploitation, I should say. And capital itself develops its creation in the 16th century with a world embracing view of commerce and the market. And he gives an equation. He says CMC and MCM. C stands for commodity and M stands for money. So you have the idea of increase in differential, and then you have what he mentions is M, delta M, which delta is the change of the marketplace of the money. So you have M prime equals M plus delta M. And he talks about, without thinking about all the all the equations, I used to use an example of the 21st century. So I'm sure many people have heard of Amazon. They know Amazon is a company, right? They sell products all online. They ship them directly to your door. In the future, they're probably going to have drones and other things. But its CEO, Jeff Bezos, right, who is also a capitalist, he's considered the richest man in the world now, right? He's worth billions. Last time I checked on Google, I think he's worth like 80 billion or something like that. But anyway, he has this idea of, many capitalists, balanced desire, right? A greed desire, a passionate desire, as an exchange value. This is an article that was produced about less than about a year ago. If you look at it online, it talks about individuals who forced to wear bracelets, who are forced to walk around, who are timed. They're living, right, like an android society. They walk around, they exist in independent form of commodities, money form, just a server and a purpose to exchange, and the movement that they have is considered higher value than other things. So if we have to expand this idea further, human beings give their employees money, an exchange value that they become transformed into a being that produces money to higher representatives, and the CEO, right, loses their autonomy. Losing their autonomy, becoming expendable in the eyes of the employer and the capitalist, and with money. Think about that. Expendables, right? Expendable income. Expendable to the eyes of other people around us. Now, it's difficult to imagine yourself as a human being living in a corporate machine, or living in a machine, or even living like that in our capitalist society. But that's exactly what capitalism promotes. It's why corporations, employers, CEOs, and businesses pay people a minimum wage, X amount of dollars per hour of salary, or per hour or salary wage, and the distribution of wealth toward gaining more money towards their pockets. Now, since people are in a desperate need for work, right? We need work. We need a, in general, we need sustainable income. The job pool of applicants is so high that employers can care less about an employee's autonomy and general welfare. Corporations in the United States in particular develop labor power as an aggregate of physical and mental capabilities, right? The individual worker and CEO are perceived to exist in a market with the labor as a commodity only if that individual offers for sale that his labor power is a commodity. We then, as individuals, transform our labor power for a definite period from a free man to a slave in the way we are. We have contracts, we have owners we have our CEOs, they rule us, they use finances, they use the commodity and the commodity itself, which is us, to identify what it is exactly that we do. So we have a commodity, we have a constant labor power, we have individuals every day that have to sell themselves in the market or be sold by corporations, businesses, CEOs, and other forms, right, other businesses, because all the workers have in the eyes of the market is themselves. We all have to work, we have to make a living. But in our modern societies worldwide, capitalism is relied on individuals consuming resources and products to a ground scale. Now, Marx mentions that, quote, man always has been and must still be a consumer, but before and while he is producing. Now, what's interesting to think about is the owner of money must meet for the free labor in today's society online, usually through the internet or in person, to submit an application or work job so that he can exchange physical self, his physical body, his physical mind, as a commodity for sale. And that there's a realization of labor power for the owner of money. The owner of money, the boss, he owns the money, and the money in today's society, businesses, CEOs, corporations, the government, nonprofits, other entities, view the labor as simple commodity and nothing more. Now, what can you give me in exchange for your free time, energy, etc., right? What labor can you provide my company business that is valuable as a commodity? Questions like that become sickening in how individuals in society are viewed and valued and asked those questions and measured according to capitalism, right? When capitalism mentions that money uses the medium to allow corporations to force to treat individuals as a sheep for the slaughter, I like to say. Sheep for the slaughter. We're treated as sheep. We're bred to slaughter. We have to obey the laws of capitalism. And the capital produces, right, first epoch towards social production. Marx mentions about a characterization of labor power. In the eyes of labor, we're just a form of commodity. We're just property. We just make labor and wage power. And another famous philosopher, Thomas Hobbes, wrote in the Leviathan that the value of worth of a man is of all other things his price. That is to say, so much as would be given for the use of his power. Right? Think about that. And the labor power of an individual exists in the capacity of the living person that has its production presuppose the laborer's existence. Labor power will then consist in its production to define the individual's production of himself for his maintenance. Maintaining himself requires sustenance given to him by labor power, providing for an employer to which he or she must depend on for survival. Wherever or for whomever you work, your job becomes you and you become your job in the eyes of your employer. Your labor power defines who you are to your employer, and capitalism bleeds the benefits while you struggle working 10, 15, 20 plus years for an employer, paying bills, paying for sustenance, and a means for survival. Your employer, corporation, business, etc. is leeching the hard work benefits and positivity from you, the worker. In the United States, we need an economic revolution, a redistribution of power in the hands of the individual society and not into the government. Total commodities required, right? Total commodities require an existence of the production of the labor power, and for these, they require various weekly, quarterly amounts. There's the equation that's used, going into too much detail, but it defines in Das Kapital about what commodities exist as. Now, what I want to mention is that money in our society, in capitalism, right, in America and other countries, it liberates people morally and entraps us and places us in a circulation of commodities in which we are bought and sold like slaves for a circulation of capital resulting from our labor power toward appropriating use values, satisfying the wants of the owner, the CEO, the owner of that money. If an individual labor in a capitalist society leaves his capacity for labor unsold, right, if you don't sell our labor, that laborer derives no benefit from it, but will feel a cruel nature imposed necessity. The capacity of labor costs for producing itself a substantial amount toward the means of subsistence. Someone's capacity to labor drives the individual labor in the system to reproduce their subsistence and continually reproduce in the same manner. All throughout the world, people work every day. They work as a means to support their lives individually. They support their families. They work perhaps for their friends and their communities. In every country today, capitalism reigns. The capitalist means of production makes it customary that people do not get paid for the work they do, but after a week or two later, that individual gets paid for their work. As a laborer, your use value of labor, essentially, is the value associated with your labor. It's given to the capitalist. The laborer agrees to give up his value, right? Similar to a slave who's been forced into slavery. He's given the value to the capitalist for a measly wage in which he or she must survive on. The capitalist realizes this and receives credit for everything everywhere. Have you ever stopped to realize what you actually think and do as you work? You use your mental and physical faculties in accordance with one another and the way you do in your job. You develop an operation with your will directed towards labor. You have close attention to the work. The more you dislike or hate your job, the more focus you require, you use yourself. Your labor factors into three categories, and he mentions two. It's interesting. He says, personal activity of man, the subject of work and its instrument, and he mentions nature for that example. Now, throughout human history, since the dawn of man, the beginning of our existence as Homo sapiens on this planet has acquired instruments. From the earliest history of domesticating animals, we have instruments used and developed from animals. All these instruments developed from the labor process and labor work. Since the beginning of the 16th century, capitalism is believed to have developed from nothing, from Northern Europe, developing since the medieval times and transforming into separate entities. From raw materials of the earth, our species have developed industrial methods promoting a higher quantity of labor power. Our labor power, then, is owned solely to the capitalist. Every product you sell or buy, produce or use, is all owned by the capitalist. The 21st century, since then, there's been a lot of discussion about privacy, for example, and what there is in association with privacy and our money. For the capitalist, our privacy is limited, if that at all. And everything you do, say, or think sometimes is mentioned by him towards your job. Now, I mentioned privacy because individuals in society view privacy as a means of individual production. But in today's society worldview, people are mentioned continually. Our essence, being, our lives are directly affected by capitalism. We're born into, bred, and used as a means towards supplying another CEO's pockets to do whatever he or she desires at the expense of your body. People across society use their labor and capitalism towards the transformation of labor. Existing from motion, it becomes not in motion. A laborer then established by the capitalist with the labor power given to him is, quote, in order to create value, labor must be expended in a useful manner. So think about that. Think about your value in society. Think about you as an individual in your labor. What do you do? What is your purpose? What do you think? How do you act? How do you perceive yourself? And what do you do in the world around you? Now, capitalism is influenced by many things, but I would want to say that you should think twice before just getting a job and applying, because you don't know exactly how it will affect you as an individual, how it will affect your life and what you do. People aren't necessarily content with what they do. They don't have what they want. They live within their means. They do what is given to them. But the influence of money and commodity has become an extreme issue in our society to the expense what it is exactly that we do. So before you think twice, think about your life, think about your job, think about what you make, think about your value as an individual human being, and think about capitalism itself. Because capitalism is shaping society, and you're part of it, buddy. You're part of the realization. And you should use that as a criticism to better yourself and to learn more and to beat the man, quote-unquote, whatever that may be. Beat the person, right? Become your own individual. With that, I'd like to end my podcast. Thank you for listening to Love of Wisdom. My name is Anthony Pensa. Please follow me on Facebook at The Love of Wisdom. I have an Instagram page too, The Love of Wisdom 424, and soon to be a website. Now, if any of you guys are interested in having an interview with me or talking with me about any philosophy, please let me know. I'm always available. I can email you, send you my information. My email address is anthonypensa@gmail. It's spelled AnthonyPensa at gmail. Again, AnthonyPe as an elephant, N as in Nancy, C as in cat, A as in apple at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing any questions or answers you guys may have. Anything you want to talk about, anything you want to add, just shoot me an email there. Message me on Facebook, Instagram, any social media. thank you very much for listening, and this is the Love of Wisdom podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.